Hey everyone, welcome back to Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from TCO Studios at Winter Park. Back in the saddle for this edition of the Pick 6. Thanks again to Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, for hosting last week. You're stuck with me this week. Let's get to work. Question number one comes from Andy in Minneapolis. Which new Viking do you think will make the greatest impact on the team? Well, there are two things that come to mind right away. Riley Reiff playing left tackle. He should make a big impact for this team. Obviously, the offensive line dealing with major injury issues last year. Reiff is a stalwart on the offensive line, doesn't miss many games, and he's a quality player. I think he's going to make a big impact. But another guy who might make a bigger impact because he touches the ball more often is running back Dalvin Cook. I know he's a rookie, but the guy has great speed, he has great hands, and he can play on all three downs. He's a home run hitter when it comes to big plays and touchdowns, so I think the rookie running back is going to make a big impact too. The second question comes from Tyler. Why is Andrew Sendejo so underrated as a running mate with Harrison Smith? He is a solid safety for this team. I think here is the reason. Sendejo's strength, or one of his strengths, is something you can't really see. It's not interceptions or big plays, fumble returns for touchdowns. He has synergy with Harrison Smith, and he knows and understands Mike Zimmer's defense. And I think Zimmer and the coaching staff value that part of Sendejo's game so much that they feel comfortable putting him in the starting lineup. And so that's why there's not much fanfare with Sendejo, even though he is a solid player. Miles has the next question. Do you see Sam Bradford being a better mobile quarterback this year? I actually think you saw Bradford play better on the run towards the end of last season. A couple of throws he made against the Packers come to mind, one to Adam Thielen. But at the end of the day, mobility is a good trait to have for a quarterback, but quarterbacks in this league make their money from the pocket. So I love it the most when Sam is in the pocket, dropping dimes to receivers from there, and that's where I think he's going to make his money for the Vikings. The next question comes from Daniel. What are you hearing about Jahlil Johnson, and do you think, like I do, he can be our future at three technique? Well, Jahlil obviously plays along the defensive line, and that's the deepest position group for the Vikings. They have Brian Robinson, who can play inside and outside. Danielle Hunter has really emerged as a playmaker. Everson Griffin and Linval Joseph are strong players. So Jahlil, it's going to be tough for him to crack the lineup, but that doesn't mean he can't contribute to the team in 2017. He might be in that rotation at defensive tackle, and Mike Prefer can give him a chance to help on special teams. Our next question comes from Larry. Do you see a change in Anthony Barr this year? Is he ready to take the next step in being a dominating inside backer? Well, remember, Barr has played outside linebacker for the Vikings, and I would envision him playing outside linebacker once again for the Vikings in 2017. And I do think he's on his way to being a dominating type of player. We've seen many flashes of dominance from Barr in his first few seasons, and I expect that to continue and maybe even see more of it this year. One thing about Barr this year during the offseason program is he was healthy, which he was not last year, and I think that will pay dividends for him in training camp, the preseason, and then once we start playing regular season games. Our final question comes from Ryan. Is there a night game when the team is in Mankato? I didn't see this called out on the camp schedule. Yes, there is a night practice for the Vikings in Mankato this year. It's not a game or a scrimmage. It's just a practice that is held under the lights, and it's a fun event for fans to attend, and it's free. So we encourage you to come down to Mankato if you can to check it out. It's Saturday, August 5th from 7:30 to 9:30, and oftentimes there is a fireworks display after the practice as well. So it's a very fun event, and we encourage you to attend if you can. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. From myself and everyone here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, happy 4th of July to you and yours. Thanks for watching. Continue to send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, because we'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick 6.